Today's Small Business Success Podcast is being brought to you by Insurion. Check us out on the web. We're America's choice for small business insurance. Hi, thanks for joining us today. I'm Susan Solovic, the small business expert, and you're listening to the Small Business Success Podcast. Did you know that September is National Preparedness Month? You know, it's one of those times when we all know that there might be a natural disaster that hits our business. We've certainly seen a lot of it in the last 10 years, really. And yet, you never really think it's going to happen to you. Well, my guest today is Lynn Lambert. She is the president, owner, chief creative director, you name it, with NYC Subway Line. And sadly, she is one of the businesses who learned the hard way that it can happen to you. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Susan.
So, first of all, before we get into what occurred, share with us a little bit about NYC Subway Line, your business, what you do.
Well, some years ago, I had been working as an actor for many years in New York City and had a very successful career in voiceovers and radio commercials for the most part. And one day I just noticed that the subway signage was so interesting and wondered why no one had ever done anything with it. So I approached the MTA and I asked them if I could make raw material, and ultimately got a license. So we are now, and have been for quite a few years now, MTA's official licensee for apparel and accessories.
That's exciting, and what a great idea. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been in the business?
18 years now.
Wow, that's a long time. And I know that you've weathered a lot of things, no pun intended, you know, some ups and downs in the market and recessions, things like that. But you also experienced the wrath of Sandy, correct?
We did, yes.
So tell us about that. I mean, before Sandy hit, what was in your mind?
Well, it was October, so we were getting fully prepared for a great holiday season. We'd had a pretty good year, and our business was building. We had some accessories that were moving a little late out of China, so we had flown a bunch of them in, so we'd be fully prepared for that. We had a kids' store chain that we had just picked a very, very large order for. It was all looking good.
So you heard some of the predictions. I mean, obviously, we all watch the weather and try to track where the various hurricanes are going. Did you ever think that it would actually affect your business?
I have to say I didn't. I'm not 100% sure when, if it was the year before or a few months before, but there had been another major storm warning, and really, you know, although it made it inconvenient to get around a little bit for a day, that was the end of it. And I have looked at maps and saw that we were in a flood map area of Brooklyn where our warehouse was. And again, I thought, well, you know, maybe we won't be able to ship for a couple of days, but that should be the worst of it. So I was really blindsided.
I remember that hurricane. Yeah, I was in New York too, and it was sort of, everybody was scrambling, everybody was so worried, and then it turned out to be sort of a non-event. So, you know, I can understand why this wasn't really getting you nervous and upset, but did you take any steps, any precautionary steps?
Honestly, no. I mean, we had been for many years working with a public warehouse. They had actually moved their location a few times, and the last move put us sort of one roadway. We moved across the street with them where they got new space, and it actually got us even closer to the Gowanus Canal in Brooklyn. And even then, we just hadn't thought about it. And again, maybe we thought there'd be, you know, some wet streets or sidewalks, but we just, New York City had never in my many years of living here experienced anything like what happened.
Right. So tell us what did happen. You know, Sandy hit very hard. What happened to your business?
Well, I was here with my husband in my home, and we had had one of my lady friends over for dinner. Her husband is also in the industry, and he was overseas in China doing business there. So we thought, hey, let's have her come over for dinner. So we'll have some company. And again, the storm wasn't, high on our list. We hoped that we wouldn't lose power. That happens sometimes, and sometimes it's for overnight, and sometimes it's for an hour, and sometimes it's for days. But we thought, let's have our dinner party, just the three of us. And the phone rang, and it was the manager of our warehouse. And I had never had a call from him at night, so immediately my heart kind of beat fast, and I thought, what's this about? And he said, I just wanted to let you know, we've been watching the video, the surveillance video from the warehouse, and a storm surge just broke down the door and swooshed in, and I don't know what to tell you except that you could have a total loss.
Oh, that you must have just been devastated at that moment.
Well, I was in shock, first of all. I couldn't believe it. And, of course, I've got my husband and my good friend, sitting there chatting happily on the sofa. And I think I was stunned, and realized, of course, it was one of those moments where something horrible has happened, but there was absolutely nothing you could do about it right then. I thanked him for calling me. I knew he lived on Staten Island, and I told him that I hoped that he and his family were okay, and he said that they were getting damaged too, and he would keep me posted. And he got off the phone, and I kind of remember walking sort of zombie-like. I'd gone out of the room, so I stopped to have the chit-chat going on while I was talking to him, and I just kind of stumbled out the words that there had been a major storm surge at the warehouse, and we had problems, and we would have to wait and see what the extent was.
Well, so what was the extent of the damage, and what did you do?
Well, ultimately, that storm surge was 4 feet, and of course that would be probably 4 feet if it was a nice flat bit of water, but I'm sure there was a lot of tossing, turning of that water, so it certainly went up higher. And the way that warehouses frequently work, at least this one did, was all of our most popular products were low down because they were easy to reach. So we knew that it was likely that much of our best product was lost, and ultimately we found out that, in fact, we had lost about half of our inventory, but the value of that inventory was greater than what was on the higher up shelves they had to climb up to. So it was quite devastating.
Wow, that's amazing. So what did you do then? I mean, lost all this inventory. I know you had orders that you had to fulfill. So what did you do?
Well, we went into damage control, obviously, on every front. And I have to say that the two things that I'm most grateful for were that we never lost power at our home. So that was a comfort. Many people around us did, but we got very lucky that way. And then my office staff was there for me 150%. So they were holding down the fort for the the office tasks. And what we were doing was we were contacting our customers, and that was hard to do because a lot of customers were closed. There wasn't a lot of good phone service. We were simultaneously trying to find a new warehouse because we realized we could not take that kind of risk again. We were talking to our insurance broker, who at first gave us the bad news that it was extremely unlikely that our warehouse insurance, for which we'd been paying for many years in full, would cover any of it, because most warehouse policies have a complete water exclusion. And when I was about to pretty much pass out from that bad news, she piped up, but you have marine insurance. And we had gotten that when we started doing some importing from China to cover our goods when they were on the water. And she said, I think that may have a warehouse component. Let me look into it for you. And so ultimately it turned out that we did. We had $100,000 of in-warehouse coverage And, of course, because it was marine insurance, there was no water exclusion on that. So we did get a great deal of our losses covered. You can't overestimate the power of the relationships that you build over time. And in years we've been in business, we have built up a list of customers who has seen us through thick and thin. We didn't know how much the thin was, but there have been times when, for instance, product came in late and we let them know and we kept them informed, or they would get a defective product and we would immediately replace it or credit them. And so on the customer side, when we let our customers know what was going on, and of course they knew the devastation all around them, but they were extremely kind and no one penalized us for getting their product to them late or having to cancel their orders or whatever happened.
Obviously, you had some really strong relationships there, and that's wonderful. So, Lynn, just in a nutshell, one quick tip that you could share with a business owner just to make sure that they are able to survive like you did should they be confronted with a disaster.
Actually, I think that you hit on the one that we didn't get hit by, but the whole thing of backing up your data, that would have certainly been devastating, and backing it up off premises. We have had, you know, computers go down in the past and small disasters along the way that we were able to recover from, but having had those experiences and built up some layers of protection, I would say that we could have done that. Because we know that paper doesn't mean anything and your equipment that's in your office doesn't mean anything if it goes down, we would have been okay. So I would say that has to be number one in this day and age.
That's right. You cannot back up and protect your data enough. That's a great point, Lynn. Well, thank you. And I'm sorry you went through that, but I'm so glad that you survived. And it certainly sounds like it could have been a lot worse. So thanks for being here and sharing your story, Lynn.
Thank you, Susan.
And thanks to all of you for listening. Once again, you've been listening to the Small Business Success Podcast. I'm Susan Solovic, the Small Business Expert.